but I want to share something with you today. I believe that, who in here's got dirt coming to the surface in your life? Okay, Lord, yeah, right message, right people. Just junk coming up in you. And you halfway wondered, man, I thought I was saved. Honestly, can anybody relate to that? Folks, I'm telling you what's going on in the house. He's purifying his house. And he can't set you free from what you... See, he has to expose what you can't see to set you free from it. I hate to break the news to you, but people in these seats have devils. You understand that? And the Lord right now, we are in a season of the Lord exposing what's within us. And, you know, something happened. I think we kicked into another level of intercession here recently. And I want to tell you what the Lord is saying and what really I believe is going on. And you're raising your hands, and I didn't have to prompt you to raise your hands. I know what's going on. But I want you to understand why you're experiencing what you're experiencing. A few weeks ago, it's probably been more than a month ago now, I began to, you know, on our prayer call, it seems like we hit a point where a few weeks in a row, once we got to about 40 to 45 minutes in, boom. I mean, we just tapped into some things. And I'm not one to take people's revelation and teach it. I don't look for a devil behind every rock. A lot of prophetic people do. And I would not have done this had the Lord not spoke out my mouth. I opened my mouth and things began to come out. And from that point, I understood what the Lord is trying to do in this place. But as I began to pray on that prayer call, I began to say and speak about Leviathan. And because it came out my mouth from my spirit without any premeditation, I knew the Lord was speaking about that particular thing. And what I want you to understand is from that point, heavy in intercession, I have been decreeing and declaring with authority. And I'm seeing it begin to happen. And one of the reasons the dirt's coming up in your life is because of this prayer. I learned a long time ago that when the head of an organization, a house, a worship place, or whatever, releases things out their mouth, you're going to catch it. There's weight of authority. So I began to declare from that moment on, selfish ambition cannot live in this house. Self-exaltation cannot live in this house. Pride cannot live in this house. And so every time I get into prayer, I'm decreeing and declaring that self-exaltation cannot live in this place. And I believe that one of the things that you're probably experiencing is those things coming up in your life that the Lord wants to kill. And the seedbed of all sin is pride. Whatever's coming up in you, you can rest assured that it's connected to pride in you. Because pride is the seed of all sin. So, as we begin to decree this and declare this, there's a cleansing coming to this house. And the scripture, I believe, is accurate for this house. Amy said this. Then along came Mike and said this was the scripture for not only the meeting coming up in August, but this place, this region, this place. And it's this. Isaiah 62:12, and they will call them holy people. Make no mistake about that. The people of this place will be marked by holiness. Now, if they're going to be marked by holiness, then that means their dirt's got to come to the surface. I mean, you ever have somebody, you're walking around feeling like you got it going on, you're just strolling and you look so good, and somebody walks up to you and goes, "Man, you got something on that shirt." And you just felt like you were in such good shape. They said, "Man, you got something on that shirt. There's a stain on that shirt." Well, see, when you begin to get into the presence of the Lord, you can take something that's white and you can be keep it out of the light and you can think it's pure. But the closer you bring, you can have a white sheet and everything look cool. But the closer you bring that sheet to the light, guess what you'll see? The closer you get to the light, the more dirt you're going to see. So the Lord is wanting to make us holy. What we get away with in the outer court will cost us our life in the inner court. You better hear what I'm saying to you. What we can get away with in the outer court will kill us. And we're sitting around singing about His presence. If His glory shows up, you fry. And we really think we can have His glory. If His glory shows up, you fry, you die, you fry. But mark my words, He is going to have a holy people. But for Him to have a holy people, there's some things got to be exposed. And there's some devils got to get out of you, me. The devil's got to get out of you. They're in there. "Oh, I love Jesus. I pray in tongues all the time." Well, keep doing that. So here I just want to move. I want to move quickly because I just want to show. I want the scripture to speak for itself. But here's how do you know when somebody's holy? I don't know if you've ever thought about this. This is what the Holy Spirit just clearly said to me while I was sitting in that seat. How do you know somebody's holy? What is your criteria to make that decision? There's revelation coming right now in this room. I promise you. But what is that? All that's good. How do you know somebody's holy? Well, let's look at something real quick that you know. Let me share this with you. All that's good. I'm not saying that's not the case. In the year of, in Isaiah 6, 1 through 8, in the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of His robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above Him, each having six wings. Two He covered His face, with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy is the Lord God of is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory, and the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of Him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke." Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here am I, send me." Well, here's a couple of things I want you to see here. Seeing Him reveals your uncleanness. You don't know you're unclean until you see Him. When you see Him, you figure out you're not all that in a bag of chips like you think you were. You're not as good a preacher as you think you are. You're not as good a worship leader as you think you are. When you encounter Him, the only response is your uncleanness. And we're not really ready to have a move of God in this church until I get a group of people who understand their uncleanness. You ain't what you think you are. Are you hearing me? See, as long as we don't encounter him, we can keep our stuff. But when we encounter him, the response is, I'm unclean. So then we could say, how do we know that God's moving in Father's House International Church? There'll be repentance. We'll leave our false face at home and show up at church for the first time, not afraid to reveal the mess that's in us. We'll quit faking it until we make it. Are you hearing me? I'm giving you a prophetic message. It don't have nothing to do with me. On the spur of the moment. See, when we quit hiding our mess, that's true repentance. If I'm still hiding it, I'm not free from it. What you hiding in here right now? If there's anything in your life you are hiding, you are not holy. I'm going to say, if there's anything in our life we are hiding, we are not holy. But God wants something to happen in this house. And he's bringing the dirt to the surface in us. And many of us have had that experience before. If you've ever been in a season where the Lord was bringing the dirt to the surface in you, raise your hand. Well, if he's doing it now, he must not have got rid of it that time. So the question facing us is, what are we going to do about it now? Are we going to face the dirt that's arising in us once and for all and quit putting on our false face and our smiley face when we come to church? Are we going to get down and dirty and look somebody in the eye and say, I struggle with lust. I struggle with pornography. I struggle with gambling. I struggle with alcohol. You cannot be free from anything you refuse to expose, because the enemy works in darkness. And when holiness begins to come, and when true encounter with God begins to come, repentance will be the evidence of that. And repentance, the evidence will be you don't care to talk about it anymore. What remains hidden will always control you. What you keep hidden will own you. When you expose it, the enemy loses his ability to cause it to operate in your life. It wasn't where I was going, it's where Jesus is going. What pet sin do you have in your life? We haven't encountered Jesus until that's gone. We got to get past the fear of letting people know our uncleanness. The only way to be free is to bring it into the light. Now, if we want to touch on this from a perspective of deliverance, guess what that is? When you fill out a 25-page questionnare and you bare your soul, you're serious about getting free now. When you don't care for the preacher to know your little sin and your little habit that you've struggled with for years, you're ready to be free. But until you're willing to do that, you feel guilty about it. Look, I struggled with pornography for years. I'm just going to be honest with you. As a young man, my brothers just dumped a bunch of pornography in my lap. And it was an issue. I'm trying to help somebody right now. There's people in this room bound by pornography. And see, what happens is, you fill in the blank. What's your issue? Jealousy. There's some jealousy in here. There's some selfish ambition in here. You got to acknowledge it. You won't be free from it. And here's what you do. You have this cycle. Anywhere there's a cycle in your life, it's a devil. Hello? And as long as you keep that in darkness, you won't be free. But what you will do, though, is feel horrible. For about 2 weeks, you won't worship when you come to church. I'm telling you, right up here. There's people right up here trying to worship, got issues. So when you struggle, you mess up, you feel bad about it, you feel like a dog. 2 weeks go by and you finally start to get over it. And you get back to worshiping again, and you get back to doing your thing. But it's not gone. Because you haven't exposed it. What I'm trying to say is when we have a real encounter with God at Father's house, somebody's going to know about your dirt. Your false face will come off. I'm telling you, we can have revival in this place when we quit faking each other out. Is anywhere I was planning on going? I wasn't planning on going anywhere, really, but worship. You need to know the Lord is going to purify this house. And here's the danger in saying the things that I've been saying. If you don't get humble, you won't be able to stay here. Because I am decreeing and declaring anyone with self-exaltation who wants a position, who wants to sing, wants to preach, will not stay in this house. Self-exaltation cannot live here. Selfish ambition cannot live here. Now, when we begin to lay hold of that and decree and declare it, then the people in these seats are either going to get humble and walk in humility, or they won't be able to stay. And the way they get into humility is their dirt begins to rise into the surface, and instead of leaving and going to another church and taking their dirt to the 14th church, this time they hit it head on. Are you hearing me? I wish I'm hearing me. Because there ain't no notes for this. So seeing him reveals our uncleanness. Now here's the issue. We want him to send us. Going to the nations, going to the street, doing mighty things for God. Not a chance. Because only when he acknowledged his uncleanness and came to the point of holiness could he be sent. You better hear what I'm saying. There's a whole lot of people that want to be sent, but they haven't come to the place of acknowledging uncleanness. Only when he come to the place of holiness could he say, send me. Are you hearing me? A lot of people wanting to be used by the Lord, wanting to have great ministries, wanting to do this and that. There's too much of you manifesting for you to ever walk where you want to walk. Now, how do you know a holy person? Humility is the manifestation of holiness. If you're still talking about you, you ain't holy. If you're still talking about all the things that you do and see and your messages and your revelations and your songs, you ain't holy yet. Because a holy person can't do anything but say, if your focus is on any other thing than him, you're not holy yet. And you're not going to be sent yet. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What comes out your mouth when you speak? You talking about you? All he could do is say, whoa. I'm telling you, we're eaten up with pride and self-exaltation and selfish ambition. Sometimes we can talk about how humble we are while we're prideful. We can be proud that we're humble. I'm telling you right now. I I'm telling you something. Pride will not stay here. Self-exaltation will not stay here. Selfish ambition will not stay here. And some of you are like, what in the world's going on? Look, baby, we done said it can't stay here. You gonna get right or get left? Quit running from what he's bringing up in you. I believe that the Lord wants to bring us to a time to where people are scared to get this thing right here. I'm giving you a strong prophetic word right here. We hold this thing casually because we haven't encountered it yet. And we all got all kinds of people fighting for it, trying to be a star. But when you encounter him, the fear of the Lord comes. I'm not so sure I want this thing. Whoa, this is a weighty word. God's trying to kill you and me. And see, what tends to happen is you think you're dead. You're not dead. There's too much of you still showing. And the manifestation of holiness is humility. You know how great authority acts? You don't know they're anybody. If you met the Apostle Paul on the street, you'd think he was a hobo. And you'd despise him. If he walked into your service, you'd kick him out. Because holiness is humility. And we are missing a mighty move of God and mighty things going on among us because we're filled with pride. If you're thinking about somebody else in the room right now, you're eaten up with pride. If you're thinking about who needs to hear this message, pull you out a mirror. You're the one that needs to hear this message. I'm trying to tell you. Something has begun to happen. I want to see a worship team that understands that they're getting ready to stand in the Holy of Holies and they can't have no mess going on. And they can't worry about who got to sing today. And they can't be worried about who got credit. Hello? All I know is I'm afraid. I'm a little bit afraid just to get up here. I'm telling you, the manifestation of pride is thinking you know. And thinking you can. When we encounter him, the only thing we can say is, woe is me. And if you think you can sing, and you think you can preach, and you think you got what it takes, something's unclean on the inside of you. If you look and measure up other people and say, I can preach as good as they can, something's unclean in you. If you look at other people and say, I can sing better than they can, something's unclean in you. If you're striving in any way to be somebody, something's unclean in you. You have not yet come to the place of holiness. Because humility is the manifestation of holiness. And God is looking for a holy generation to arise. See, we've been talking about being nameless and faceless. Ain't nobody wants to be nameless and faceless. What's going to happen is those who are willing to lay down self-exaltation and selfish ambition, you're going to be in a crowd of people not knowing what's going on and somebody that looks like not much of nothing that you've never seen is going to rise up, and the blind are going to see, the lame are going to walk, and the deaf are going to hear. And people are going to be like, who in the heck was that? And they're going to be gone. Let me tell you about this holiness, this humility thing. I heard Damon Thompson say this. There's a generation that are going to walk through a hospital, clean it out, and walk out the door. We ain't there. If you went in a hospital and people got healed, you would have to tell people, because what's inside you is not clean. Could you clean out a hospital and shut up? I know the answer, sir. No. I know the answer, ma'am. No. Because there's something on the inside of you wants to be somebody. And until you kill the place that wants to be somebody, you won't be holy. You'll know you're holy when you don't care anymore. Apostle, my foot. Paul said, I'll tell you how I can prove I'm an apostle. He said the apostles were made spectacles. They were as the dung of the earth. They were trash. Tell me you want to be apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. No, you want to be recognized. When you quit wanting to be recognized, then there will be the manifestation of holiness, because you want him to be recognized. Lord, have mercy. I know this is tough. It's not intended to be tough. I'm just telling you. Mixture's got to go. Selfish ambition, self-exaltation cannot stay in this place. It can't sing. It can't preach. It can't prophesy. And this is not a beat-up message. I'm telling you, the Lord wants you holy. What would happen if this time when the dirt comes to the surface in you, you'd pick up the phone and call somebody and say, let me sit down with you? You'd be free. There's people getting delivered all over here right now, because they finally made up their mind, I ain't carrying this anymore. We want revival without holiness. And the manifestation of holiness is humility. And you need to let the Holy Spirit right now deal on the inside of you. Because it matters what people think. If it matters what people think, you're not there. Can you go without exercising your gift in the body of Christ? That'll tell you whether the gift's got you or not. What if the Lord said, I don't want you to do anything for months? Could you handle that? Would you still have a relationship with Jesus if you couldn't do ministry? Wow. Could you still have a relationship with Jesus if you couldn't do ministry? Folks, the answer to that, in most cases, is no. Now, I'm just going to share some scriptures with you. All that does not come from me. Ain't no notes in here about this. But I will share some scripture with you. And I want you to get it. I want us as a people. I want you to go home and I want you to Google pride in Scripture. And I want you to live in that place. I want you to know every Scripture that talks about pride and humility. Because only then are we a holy people. And we think we got it, but we don't have it. I want you to find every Scripture. I got them right here. I want you to Google pride in Scripture. And every one of those portions of Scripture, I want you to begin to bathe in, to soak in. Because we're faking ourselves out if we think the Lord can use us to do miracles. I'm telling you, the number one reason we're not doing miracles in the church is because we can't get over ourselves if the Lord used us to do it. Could you cause a blind man to see and walk away without saying anything? When we can, they will start seeing through a nameless, faceless generation. I don't know where the guy is that laid hands on me. Oh, I know somebody laid hands on me. Now I see. Can we do that? See. There's going to be a generation that do the greater works, and the generation that will do the greater works are the ones that can do it without anybody knowing about it. So here's what the scripture says. I'm going to share a few with you. Isaiah 2:2, the Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for all that is exalted, and they will be humbled. Make no mistake. The scripture says it's better for you to fall on the rock than for the rock to fall on you, because if it falls on you, it will ground you to powder. There's a divine moment right now. Are you going to fall on the rock, or are you going to have the rock fall on you? And the Lord so many times gets us right to the point of humility, and we rise back up. Powder. But this makes it clear. It says he is going to deal with the ones that are exalted, and they will be humbled. Isaiah 23:9, the Lord Almighty planned it to bring down her pride in all her splendor and to humble all who are renowned on the earth. I'm about to meddle. Who was it when the election was going on that was saying, "What's in your heart?" We don't need to make America broke. We don't need to make America great again. We need to make America broken before God again. And you better get that, because what you think's going to turn out good ain't going to turn out so good, because we put our faith in a man. No, America needs to be broken again. And if America's not careful, she comes to these points where she thinks she's good and she starts rising up in pride again. Make no mistake about it. God will deal with pride. You better understand that. If you don't pray for pride to be removed from the leadership, mark what I'm telling you, something far worse than Hillary Clinton is on its way. I'm all up in the apostolic stuff right here this evening, folks. You better hear what I'm telling you. Something far worse than Hillary is on the way. It could be called Oprah, who has many ways and facets to heaven. At least Hillary is a Methodist halfway. You better hear the warning. I don't know why I'm doing this to y'all. You better hear it. Something far worse. Because America has exalted itself outside God's ability to promote her. And guess who was the ones leading the Trump train? You. The church bought right in to make America great again. No, make America broken again before God. Hello. Whew. It's a good thing I don't do this much. I'd like to have about 5 minutes in Congress to do this, though. But he gives more grace, James 4:6. The scripture says, God opposes the proud, but he favors the humble. Wow. You ever feel like things just ain't falling into place in your life? You know what the issue is? Pride. Things just don't seem to be working out. Praying and things don't work out. You know why? God's opposing you. He opposes pride. I've always thought about that. As a football team, I always saw it. How would you like to be a lineman? Get down in your stance and look eyeball to eyeball with the God of the universe on the other side. What's your chances? He opposes the proud. That's what you're doing. You're lining up head to head with him. Can't have it. Head to head with God. He opposes us. So sometimes when things are not flowing right in our lives, guess what the issue is? And the problem is we think we're humble. Humble yourselves before the Lord, James 4:10, and he will lift you up. It's our choice. Jeremiah 9:23. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Proverbs 8:13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. The Lord hates pride. Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. Think about that just for a moment. To be disgraced is to be without grace. So grace is divine enablement. Now, we've been talking about gifts. The word for gift is the word charis, which means grace. Same word for grace. But when I become proud, I become disgraced. I don't have the grace to preach. I don't have the grace to prophesy. I'm disgraced. The divine enablement leaves my life. Disgraced. That'll preach right there. Pride will cause you to be disgraced. Cause you to lose the divine enablement in your life. Proverbs 13:10. Where there is strife, there is pride. Period. That's a terrible scripture. Only by pride comes contention. In other words, wherever there's contention, there's pride. We don't have to figure out what the devil's doing or which demon to rebuke. Anywhere there is strife, there is pride. If you've got strife in any place with any person in your life right now, pride is the issue. We having fun? But how you know if you got... Here's another way. How you know if you're proud or not? Wisdom is found in those who take advice. Oh, I know. When somebody begins to speak in your life and you say, I know, famous last words of a fool. You don't know. You think you know. Let me quit being hard on you. I think I know. I know I'm not making this to come across as confrontational to you. I want you to get the revelation that he's not going to let pride stay in us. And when somebody tells you something and you say, I know, See, here's another problem we have. Sometimes you can know things in your head, but you don't know them until you walk them out. Yeah, you know about them, but your experience doesn't show that you know them in a revelatory way. Right? Y'all say don't let it snow anymore on Sunday. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. Proverbs 16:19. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. You better think that over. Share plunder with the proud. Better to be stuck in a little small church on Jefferson Street on the corner of Jefferson Street in Bluefield, West Virginia, than to run with all the big dogs in ministry who are filled with pride. Better to hang out with the lowly, because there is where the glory will be. Let me just educate you for a moment. Let me say this. Anything that's, there's always a false and an imposter of everything. Glory is coming to the church, but there's a false one right now. All your little videos about the glory coming and all that, and you having the glory in your service, if you're still standing up, I want to go there, but Lord, that would be not nice. If you're still standing up with your funky hair and your skinny jeans, looking like you came off of the cover of Vogue magazine, don't tell me the glory's in your church. Until you're stripped naked of the pride and the arrogance that's in you, see, there's a false glory happening in the church that's an imposter. This is not a sermon against skinny jeans. If they look good on you, wear them. This doesn't mean if the glory of the Lord comes, you'll wear some other kind of jeans. That's not what I'm at here. But we have a false glory movement. It ain't glory. You're still standing up talking about you. It can't be glory. When the preacher and the man leading the meeting is not there to do the little video, then we'll talk about maybe glory showed up. Where's he at? He's on his face. He can't move. He hasn't moved in 3 days. That's glory. What we got going on now is false glory. Right now, folks, we call hype glory. Well, Lord, somewhere in the earth you want me to share this message. This is not a good message for y'all. Y'all are my people. I love y'all. This is more like a message I do when I'm out of here. And I don't do that much anymore. Because I'm not supposed to. But tonight I am. Because there needs to come, this thing of pride can't stay. And I feel like I owe you a warning. I owe you to let you know that it's being decreed and declared, it cannot stay. You look me right between the eyes. I'm telling you, it cannot stay. If you see people going out the door, it's because it's already been said, you will humble yourself or you can't stay here. So don't come thinking the church is falling apart. It's just because they can't stay here. Because the Lord wants to make us humble and walk in humility so His glory can come. I'll give you a couple more scriptures. Proverbs 18:12. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. I got news for you. If you'll walk in humility, you'll get honor. If you'll shut up and quit tooting your own horn, somebody will figure out about you. I want you to start paying close attention to what comes out your mouth. I want you to begin to identify this, if there's any striving in you. Because it's the manifestation of this thing called pride. I wonder what God could do with the people that become dead to the opinions of others. What could God do on a Sunday morning if everybody came in here? What could God do if the ministers standing on platforms really didn't care what you think? I'll say it again. Apostle, my foot. Prophet, my foot. Evangelist, my foot. If we're truly going to walk in the commissioning of that, we'll be dead. Paul said, I'm dead. You can kick me, beat me, cuss me. You can tell me I'm great, it'll go in one ear and out the other. And you can tell me I'm a louse, and it'll go in one ear and out the other. I don't even exist. Running around wanting to be called this, wanting to be called that. You don't even exist. That's where power will begin to manifest. What are you? A servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just call me a servant of the Most High God. What are you in the body? A servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a word from God. What are you? Until we first really get the identity that we are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let all these other things go by the wayside. I don't need you to know what I am outside of that. The only reason most of the time we want that, because it's about us. Makes us feel good about us. The Lord wants you to get rid of everything that makes you feel good about you. And me. Haughty eyes and a proud heart produce sin. Proverbs 21:4. Proverbs 21:24. The proud and arrogant person, Balker is his name. He behaves in fury. Uh-oh. Got an anger problem? An anger problem is a pride problem. 90% of the time. Ain't going there, Lord. I hear you, though, Lord, as you talk to me. Do you see a person who's wise in his own eyes? You better hear this. This is a message from God in this season. Yeah, I know. I know. When is the last time you said, wow, that's good. I didn't really realize that. No, you know. The Bible says there's more hope for a fool. Let me read the scripture to you again. Do you see a person wise in his own eyes? Boy, I know how to preach. I know how to sing. I know how to lead worship. There is more hope for a fool than for them. I know how. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. Excuse me. Put me in. Me. Oh, boy. Proverbs 27:2. You're going to go home and learn all these, right? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start me a tradition right here. I'm going to print all these out, and anybody who wants to be in ministry or participate in any capacity of ministry in this place, I'm going to say, now here, I want you to take this, and I want you to begin to dwell on these scriptures. We might think about letting you do something when you know all these. Ain't worried about your gift, ain't worried about your card. I just want to know, do you understand humility? Knucklehead. It's pretty good for no plan, isn't it? Proverbs 29:23. Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. Psalm 10:4. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. I know what to do. David in scripture. It says he inquired of the Lord. And every time he inquired of the Lord, he won the battle. And in the scripture where he quit inquiring of the Lord, he lost. Keep that in mind. Romans 12:3. I'm going to quit. For by the grace given me, I say unto every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. Just ask your wife. She'll tell you that what you think is true ain't true. Here's another revelation for you. You mark my words. This is a revelation that the Lord has made clear to me. The first prophet in your life sleeps in your bed. Hard-headed man, listen. Hard-headed woman, listen. The first prophet in your life sleeps next to you. For all you people that don't have anybody sleeping next to you, I guess I'll do the job. I don't know. Not sleeping with you, but... I'll tell you what's wrong with you. See, I know how y'all's minds go. I felt that one in the atmosphere. Sick, sick people, I tell you. Romans 12:16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. This one's driven me crazy for years. I miss out on opportunities because I hate to. I won't do this. I don't want to exalt somebody and treat them as a superstar in the body of Christ. I want the Lord to open the door for me. And see, here's a principle I learned a long time ago. Many of us want to do great things for God, and one of the things that's keeping us back is we have stars in the body, and we feel good about getting to hang out with them. If you will exalt the flesh of another man, you will exalt yours and cannot be trusted. If you think there's somebody and it makes you feel good to hang around them, you've got idolatry in your heart. We make idols out of ministers. Hello? We treat ministers like movie stars. And the minister needs to quit allowing themselves to be treated that way. And we need to quit looking at them that way, because if we'll exalt their flesh, we'll exalt our own, and it's keeping us from walking in signs, wonders, and miracles. Trust me, if you feel good about hanging out with Billy Bob, you will not be trusted to come to Billy Bob's level, because you think Billy Bob's something. He ain't nothing. He's flesh and blood. He puts his pants on just like you do, and he sins just like you do. We got to get out of this stardom in the body of Christ. Let all of them be gone, Lord, and let us quit trying to be one. Well, you just go and put in Google pride in Scripture. And I'm not trying to, this is not, the focus of this is not at all to beat you up. But I just felt the Lord tell me to show you the mark of holiness. The mark of holiness is humility. When we quit talking about ourselves, the person who will see miracles is the person nobody expected to do it. If you have the, if you're carrying yourself in such a way that you know, we expect it to come, probably not coming. Because humility is the mark of holiness. And if you want to know what God's doing in your life, He's trying to bring you into humility. We could all get humble. You know what? I could cause a measure of humility to come to everybody in this place right now. You ain't going to do it, though. If I said right now, here's what we're going to do. Y'all going to be afraid because we do some weird stuff on these. I've put you on the spot before. Whoo, next time we have an encounter service, nobody's coming unless I stay home. Ladies and gentlemen, now what we're going to do for the next few minutes. See, Hannah's already panicked. She's already hit panic mode. Now, what we want to do for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, is everybody in this place is going to come and take the microphone. And out of that, with your voice, you're going to say what the issue is in your life, what the sin you're hiding is in your life. Now, don't that sound horrible? Breathe. It's okay. It's not really happening. But you know what would happen if we would do that? Humility would hit you, and deliverance would come to you. And we would have a church that would see the literal glory of God begin to manifest. And I believe that family is the model that he's trying to manifest. Baby, we ain't family until you quit hiding your stuff. We're not family until it's okay for you to come to the house when the dishes are dirty and the underwear's on the floor. Now, are we going to be family? Folks, I'm giving you an apostolic prophetic message right here. And I think that's why so many are starting to do deliverance. Heck, I can't remember all the stuff people wrote on those things. But I promise you this, if we did right now say, look, here's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. Here's a microphone. You come up and say something about yourself that you really don't want anybody to know. Humility would begin to operate in your life. And that's where God's trying to bring us to. What if we came together as a family and nothing was hidden? Now, obviously, I know that it's not good to go tell everybody your business. But I promise you, you'll be free if you'll tell somebody your business. And then the effect will still be the same. We'll come in here on Sunday morning with a bunch of clean, holy people. And the devils will be gone out of us. I believe with all my heart, the message right now is deliverance. Because we want God to do things he cannot do because we got devils. And it don't make us bad people. And when you begin to understand that, I ain't even going there. But folks, how about we become holy? What is it you're hiding? If you quit hiding it, we'll be holy. And if we're holy, glory will come. There are people, folks, we've been dealing with stuff for years. Won't you just come out with it? So, Lord, we ask you, I shall not do this in the future. See, but tonight, I believe this is a divine moment. And I want you to know why you're miserable. Because pride can't stay here. So, Lord, I ask you to expose to all of us. See, pride is a sneaky little rascal. It hides. Pride hides. It's hiding. It's lurking.